Governor Doyle and Republican lawmakers insisted on streamlining permitting reviews for construction projects that companies and homeowners want along public waters. The new law even sets up some exemptions from the review process. It still isn't clear how many jobs the legislation will create, but the DNR has been quickly drafting temporary rules to cover the upcoming construction season. DNR Water Division Administrator Todd Ames says in some cases, the agency is trying to please competing interests.
I expect that there will be some folks that will argue that we should have had a little broader scope, and I know that there will be some others that will suggest that the scope is too broad, but we believe that we've struck a balance, and we're definitely going to have lots of activities that will be exempt from permits and others that will be able to be easily acquired through general permits while at the same time maintaining environmental protections for our water bodies.
General permits talk about the project's design and construction, but don't need an on-site review. Several environmental groups are expected to comment on the plan at today's DNR board meeting in Madison. Denny Kneff of the River Alliance of Wisconsin says he likes most of the DNR's proposal, but he wants a few things taken more seriously.
For example, there are spawning waters of certain fish species that the rule should take into account, which they aren't now.
The Wisconsin Wildlife Federation also says it worries about some sport fish in certain lakes. The Wisconsin Builders Association did not return two calls seeking comment, but is expected to testify at the DNR meeting. More permanent rules would be drafted later this year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.